Clearly, loan officers want to meet with real estate agents, and they're always looking for a way to do that. In fact, like most people, you're probably looking for the easiest way to meet with realtors. The listing agent is actually close to the easiest yes you could ever do. You'd say, well, why would the listing agent want to speak to me? Let's say it's a competitive situation. There's three offers on a property. And one loan officer picked up the phone and called the listing agent and said, I understand this competitive situation. The buyer's agent told me, I want you to know this buyer is golden. And this buyer's loan is going to go through and not to worry. Do you have any questions for me? That's about it. Make an emotional deposit with that listing agent. You could say, I can't tell you what they'll offer or what they're totally qualified for other than the pre-approval letter. However, I want you to know they're golden. During a competitive situation, that's going to make a difference in you getting the loan and your agent not having to get the buyer back in their car, drive around for another month, and not you get the loan, and you don't get the loan then because it took another month. So your first touch point is either during negotiations, if you didn't get that done, you did it like the day after negotiations and you call the listing agent and or email listing agent, say, they're golden. I got this. You guys have no worry. Second touch point would certainly be around loan commitment time. Prior to loan commitment, it would be amazing if a loan officer actually did this. I'm speaking for the listing agents of America that we would appreciate prior to loan commitment, a day or two in advance saying, don't worry about it. It's going to be delivered on time. We are right on schedule. That's all I had. Just want you to know that. I'm like, you're kidding me. Do you know how rare that is for a loan officer to pick up the phone to the listing agent and or email them other than the annoying pre-templated emails that are system generated? They don't create the emotional deposit that was designed by the mortgage company to give us updates. It's going to underwriting. It's doing all these different things. You know what? That's not very personal, but you want a personal relationship. It takes an effort. All you need is 5 to 7 new agents giving you enough business to do another $1 million a month. Take the time to personalize this and you move faster through this system of getting more agents in your portfolio. First contact, again, is during negotiations is ideal. Hey, Brian. Hey, Bob. Hey, Sally. Good news. I pre-approved the buyer. The buyer is golden. Just wanted you to know that. Again, I'm kind of laughing because it almost never happens. Never is pretty close to where it's happening. Why wouldn't a loan officer do that? Why wouldn't a loan officer pick up the phone and call the listing agent and say, I got this. Just so you know, we're good to go. Why wouldn't they do that? Secondly, why won't they do that just before loan commitment? Pick up the phone, since one of your number one goals today is to meet new real estate agents, and the listing agent is so receptive to hearing from you, why wouldn't you do that? Not you specifically. Why wouldn't the industry, most LOs, not do that? Is it disorganization? Is it being lazy? Is it fear that they don't want to hear from me? And I could promise you this, as listing agents, I'm speaking for all of us. These are welcome calls. 3 days before closing, we're all wondering, is the lender going to mess this thing up? There are so many lenders who do not get something done in time. And let's blame the buyer. The buyer didn't get something in, but the lender gets the blame. The walkthrough didn't go well. And the last minute, there has to be a credit. And because the seller damaged a wall and there has to be $500 credit, change the sale price. And I could tell you this, as realtors, you know who gets the blame? The lender does. Because we have to change all the documents, and realtors expect the lender to jump through fire hoops to get it done. It's just the way it is. We didn't create the problem in the walkthrough. The seller did when they didn't move the couch out, when they spilled the paint in the garage, when they dinged up a wall, when they didn't fix something they promised they would. There's a last minute change. And it's true, the realtors expect the LO to jump through fires to get that thing done. It's just the way it is. But when you contact the listing agent and say, don't worry, I'm going to get it done. Those are significant emotional deposits. am going to encourage you, have at least 3 touch points on your under contract properties with the listing agent, but I want you to be bold and ask this question. Can we set a time now when you get a hold of them mid-transaction, and that's generally with loan commitment. Hey, Bob, loan commitment's going to be this Thursday. We're good to go. We're on target. I've got a question for you. And I ask this of all the realtors I do the transaction for if they're the listing agent. And that is, I want to know, is lead generation, building inspections, contract negotiations, or seller servicing, any of those crucial conversations, what is the toughest area that you face? And actually, I'd like to have you answer that face-to-face at Starbucks, because we have a program that's really helping realtors kind of have breakthroughs in some of the toughest areas. Could we meet at Starbucks this Thursday? And again, remember, this is during the call that you're having with them when you're saying loan commitment is this Thursday or whatever the case. Don't worry, we're going to meet that thing. We're going to be on target. We want to ask them for a sit down because we've got to get it again prior to closing. And if they say, let's just prior to the loan, when loan commitment happens and say, good news, we hit it, we're getting close to closing, we're going to hit it, we have no problems. You get the idea. We want no surprises. And the worst thing a loan officer can do is not make loan commitment and blame it on the buyer, even though it's the buyer's fault. And here's what's really bad. It's generally, we aren't told till 5 o'clock in the day. I personally experienced this year, lenders who on the day of loan commitment, on a Friday night, said we're not going to make loan commitment today. And without any warning, saying, oh, we need you to extend it and probably need you to bump closing. That's when your name will be passed around. Don't worry about it, because you hope your name is passed around in a favorable way. But when a loan officer, because the buyer did something or there's a last minute change, without enough warning, they say, I have to bump closing and I've got to bump the loan commitment date, your name will be passed around tenfold faster in a negative way by not giving people enough time. I've often wondered, when did the loan officer know on what time on Friday, better yet on Wednesday, that loan commitment, which was due on Friday, had almost no probability of happening? And that, and people never, they never want to hear from that LO. They're the problem, even though it had nothing to do with you. I can promise you though, the LO is the one who gets the blame. So if you have emotional deposits and you give the listing agent and the buyer's agent enough warning ahead of time, you're not the villain. And you're going, that's not even fair that we are the villain. That's the role. And that's who gets blamed. I'm just sharing from the Venus side of the world to Mars what ticks Venus off and why they're blaming the LO, because in part they didn't give enough warning that the buyer's been uncooperative. The buyer hasn't got certain things done, things of that nature. In any case, this is about, this training center is about getting a sit down. Your easiest yes is with a listing agent. And open houses would probably be the second easiest, because they're just standing there and they're waiting for you to walk in the door. So look at the program down below and walk through it and start contacting today, not tomorrow, each of your listing agents. If you're negotiating some contracts, your buyer's agents are, get a hold of the listing agent today. Find out what house they're writing on and tell your buyer's agent, I will personally call that listing agent and share that the buyer is golden. I could tell you this as a buyer's agent. We'd be delighted that you actually did that. That I'm speaking for America's Realtor on the buyer's agent side. If you'd pick up the phone and call the listing agent and assure them, I love you even more, loan officer, and I mean that. It's so rare, but that's being part of the team. All right, thanks for listening. Let's get a hold of listing agents today.